it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, who's off today, Sandy Roberto, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, although we don't mention their names very often these days, because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, platforms, devices that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you're on your way to work, if you're getting that last gasp of summer as we're approaching Labor Day, and you want to head to the beach or head to the park, or you're heading on vacation, you're out on the road, well, it's all about the various different ways you can get the Spano and Black Attack. And as we mentioned, Sirius Satellite Radio is certainly one of them if you're in your car. But if you're heading to the beach, you can grab your iPhone, you can grab your Android, you can grab your watch, you can do pretty much anything that you can get any level of sound on, and go to the platforms. It's iHeartRadio, it's TuneIn Radio, it's Stitcher Radio. You can go to our award-winning website. It's the AVN Award, of course. And go there and click on the Listen Live button, and hell, there we are. It's a beautiful thing. Plus, you can also see all the interviews that have been done by the various hosts on the network. And if there's something that piques your interest, maybe something you missed, you're out of town, you just weren't listening that morning, and you go, hey, look at that. I want to grab that. Well, yeah, you can do it, because everything is archived. It's a beautiful thing. And as I said, you have Listen Live on all the platforms. You also have the archivability on all the platforms. And so you can grab anything that you need to grab regarding the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. For all the guys and gals who are serving us, not only overseas, but here around the country, who are away from home. People forget that. You could be stationed somewhere in the United States and still be far away from home. Well, we're hoping that we give you a little bit of taste of home by putting on this particular show. So we appreciate you being there for us and protecting us. We'll pick it up right there on the other side with Spano and Black.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into 2 smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety. Or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we got a whole bunch of sports to throw at you today. In hour two, however, we're going to be joined by Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times. Talk a little bit of Tampa Bay football. Optimism abounds down in Tampa. They've got Jameis Winston under center, and they believe he is the future, and he certainly showed well last year. I'm not completely convinced, but we'll talk to Greg about that and the struggles of their rookie kicker, who they traded up into the second round for, and who is getting booed at practice now because he can't make a bleeping field goal. And we'll chat about that and all the comings and goings in Tampa Bay land and focus in hour two mostly on the National Football League. But in hour one, we're going to bounce it around a little bit in that there's still a little bit of Olympic fallout, and I think we're going to start with that and talk about that. Roll into an interesting story that I saw on ESPN about the rise and fall of DraftKings and FanDuel. And, you know, you remember the airwaves being inundated with commercials from both of those sites over the last couple of years, becoming primary sponsors in the National Football Leagues, to a lesser degree in baseball, but certainly in football, as fantasy football leagues are abound. And it's a lot of fun for the people who participate in it. I'm not one of them. I'm not a big fantasy football guy. I don't need to play amateur GM. I do it on the radio. But, you know, when you look at it and the fact that they basically put all their marbles into one particular bag and hope that nobody would win their Aggies, the rise and fall of those two sites is really interesting, because fortunes are made and fortunes are vanquished very quickly. And in the case of DraftKings and FanDuel, it's still to be determined, but they're dealing with a very delicate balance of survival right now. And certainly the lesser sites that have been either absorbed or have gone away totally fall into that same category, as well as legislation in various different states has affected these sites in a big time way, as they try to show that they are not gambling sites, that there are sites of skill, and legally it's not being bought for the most part, and they're having to adjust on the fly. And whether or not they're able to adjust enough and keep the appeal to the general public remains to be seen. So we'll be discussing that. It's pretty good stuff all in all. A little bit of baseball to round out hour one as games are being played and wild card positions are trying to be determined and pennant races are still going on. A little bit of a minor trade as the Braves trade Frenchie Francoeur, is still in the league, amazingly enough, to the Marlins. And he's an all or nothing hitter, but the Marlins trying to add a bat as they try to hold on going down the stretch. But we're going to start with Olympics and the story of Hope Solo, who, amazingly enough, with all the fallout on Ryan Lochte, her decision to run her mouth about the Swedish women's team being a bunch of cowards for playing the style that they played has gotten her in hot water yet again. And the spillover from that had a lot to do with her previous incidences. You know, it when you think about it, you know, her criticism, and this is more than likely her last go around for U.S. soccer in the Olympics, but she called the team a bunch of cowards, the Swedish team. And Sunil Gulati said in the statement, because she's been suspended for 6 months from the national team for conduct that's counter to the organization's principles. And Gulati said the comments by Hope Solo after the match against Sweden during the 2016 Olympics were unacceptable and do not meet the standard of conduct that we require from our national team players. Well, neither do naked selfies with sexual content in them, but, you know, she did that too, and yeah, it is what it is. You can find it if you want to. But she said, Gulati said, beyond the athletic arena, beyond the results, the Olympics celebrate and represent the ideals of fair play and respect. Well, that's debatable too. We expect all of our representatives to honor these principles with no exception. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Taking into consideration the past incidences involving Hope, as well as the private conversations that we've had requiring her to conduct herself in a manner befitting a U.S. national team member, U.S. soccer has determined this is the appropriate disciplinary action. Well, look, Hope Solo, as I said, probably is not going to play again in the Olympics. I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe at 39 years of age, she will still be the best goalie that can represent USA women's soccer. But more than likely, she's done. But this comes on the tail of a 2015 suspension for 30 days that she had an incident at the training camp. No one will deny that Hope Solo is a passionate athlete. And she plays with intensity. And she plays to win. And I know that's cliche. Obviously, all athletes play to win. But she will go over the line sometimes to achieve that victory. And for those of you who don't remember, The U.S. team was really dominating Sweden as far as possession. They had 27 shots. You know, they put some in. Hope Solo, you know, they played a 1-1 stalemate. She gave up a goal. And the U.S. lost 4-3 in a shootout. And her exact quote was, look, I thought we played a courageous game. I thought we had many opportunities on goal. I think we showed a lot of heart. We came back for a goal down. I'm very proud of this team. I also think we played a bunch of cowards. But, you know, the best team did not win today. I strongly, firmly believe, I think you saw America's heart. You gave us everything. You saw us give everything we had today. Unfortunately, the better team didn't win. Now, the fallout on that, because ex-USA coach Pia Sundage is coaching the Swedish team, said it's okay to be a coward if you win. And you know, there was a lot of stuff, and there always is a lot of stuff that goes on with Hope Solo. You know, she, you know, she put a photo up on social media with herself, and she meant it humorously, but she put a photo of herself covered with mosquito netting and a couple of cans of insect repellent in her hand. And every time she touched the ball or kicked it downfield, the crowd would chant Zika, Zika, Zika. And she is an outspoken personality. There is no getting around it. She has advocated for women's rights. You know, whether you buy into that blemish or not on women equality or not, that's your decision. But she's among the U.S. players who filed a complaint with the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission for wage discrimination, say the men's national team gets paid much more, which is true. They also draw a lot more fans, which is also true. She's also been on trial or trying to avoid a trial on misdemeanor domestic violence charges after she allegedly assaulted her 14-year-old nephew. So there's always a lot going on with Hope Solo. And the court denied, or at least the recent appeals court, denied her request to avoid trial. So we're going to see how that plays out. She also plays in the National Women's Soccer League for the Seattle Reign. They don't draw particularly well either. But that's how she makes her living, and with endorsements. But with everything that went on in Rio with Ryan Lochte on the back end and how that was the blemish, people forget that in the first week when the women's national team was eliminated, there was a pretty big blemish itself with Hope Solo, and the discipline has come down with that. On the other side, I do want to explore that for just a couple of minutes before we move on to other things, because her relevance in the game is important. You can make the argument she's the greatest goalkeeper in the history of women's soccer, and how does this puzzle piece together for her going forward? It's going to be very interesting, and I promise you an interesting chat on it on the other side. I'm Bob Black.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to chime in. At Bob Black 71 if Twitter is more your thing. And you know, again, I'm talking a little bit about Hope Solo because we focus so much on the Ryan Lochte scandal that you know, this was kind of forgotten, and now a suspension has come down from the U.S. women's soccer team for 6 months. And it's interesting. You know, you take it all the way back to 2007 and 2004, excuse me, and Solo joined the national team then in Athens as an alternate. And it was basically to give her a little bit of a taste of what was going on. Brianna Scurry was certainly a terrific goalie, and Krista Luckenbill was her backup. But at that point in time, it was Hope getting her feet wet, and U.S. National knew how talented she was, and they truly believed she was going to be the future goaltender for the Olympic national team, for the U.S. national team, and certainly through the Olympics starting in 2008. But in 2007, she was the starting goaltender in the 2007 FIFA World Cup. She gave up 2 goals in 4 games. And, you know, but then she had consecutive shutouts of Sweden, Nigeria, and England. And they ended up playing for the third place match against Norway. And Greg Ryan, who was the coach of the team at the time, and he wasn't a very good coach, but announced that Solo would not be with the team because he felt like making a change and giving another keeper a little bit more experience. And Solo kind of freaked out, and he basically sent her home. And that was the first incident really on the blotter of Hope Solo. From there in, it's been pretty well documented on what's gone on with her. And but she has been the keeper for the USA women now for, you know, 2007 on, and she has been rock solid. I mean, she'll give up the occasional bad goal like anybody else, but she has been rock solid as the goalkeeper. And, you know, she, like I said, she's got a track record, whether it's the domestic violence issue, whether it's her and Jeremy Stevens' marriage, because they've certainly had their ups and downs, but they've managed to keep it together. The nude photos that went out over the internet, the very, you know, the coward remark, the various incidences that she has had. And USA Soccer has kind of had enough. And here we are talking about another, for lack of a better phrase, not chronologically in real life, but an old athlete whose use is finally coming to an end as far as the United States national teams. You saw it with Lochte in swimming, and you are now seeing it with Hope Solo in soccer. And, you know, we talked about with Lochte how he's worth $1 million. Well, I mean, I'd like to have $1 million in my bank account, but it's not going to get you through the rest of your life at age 32. Not unless you're very sparing with what's going on and your other job is able to supplement that. Well, Hope Solo is not in really much of a different situation. She's worth $2.5 million, which, as I said, we'd all love to have $2.5 million in our bank account, but she comes with a lot of baggage. It's very difficult for her to sell herself as a marketable commodity. And going forward in her life, you know, particularly since Stevens is no longer in football, they're going to have to earn a living. And I don't know how they're going to be able to do that. You know, will she be a commentator? Will she be? I don't know. And with the baggage involved, it makes it questionable as to whether or not Hope Solo will end up one of those stories we end up talking about, you know, going down the line. You know, she certainly is a major talent and has been throughout her career. I don't think you can make the argument that any Olympian, as far as goalkeepers for the United States, has ever been better. Scurry was a terrific goalkeeper, but you know, Solo is just elite, and she has been. She's been relatively healthy throughout her career. She's had 71, as of 2014, 71 career shutouts. And, you know, it's – but the question is, does she end up just becoming a footnote and going away on the sports scene? I'm sure she would like to not have that happen. But it's a real distinct possibility that it does happen. Now, she hasn't, at least as of now, lost any of her sponsors. You know, she's got Nike in her pocket, Bank of America, Gatorade, and Seiko. Now, you saw what happened, and, you know, there's some minor deals as well. You saw what happened with Lochte, where everybody abandoned him right away. And it's now, you know, does it happen again because she's hitting the end of her career? I don't know. It depends on how her people decide she can be marketed and whether or not that's sellable to the public. I think personally it's going to be a hard sell. You know, they stood with her back in 2012 and in 2014. But, you know, with the domestic violence thing, with the comments, with everything that's gone on with Hope Solo, I think it's going to be a difficult sell going forward. And, you know, look, it's will she continue to play for USA Soccer? That's going to be something that they're going to have to discuss. But I don't know whether or not she can salvage what has been a brilliant career and keep herself relevant in the public eye. And, you know, again, we build our heroes up to tear them down. And, you know, but unlike what happened with Lochte, in that as more and more stuff comes out, you saw that basically what it comes down to, they peed against the wall, they ripped the poster down, and they lied about it. And, oh, by the way, they did have a gun pointed at their heads. But, you know, from all accounts, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He got busted in his lie after mommy tried to reinforce it, and he lost everything. Well, you look at what's going on with Hope Solo here. This is her own doing. You know, she's married to a guy that she was battling with on the day of her wedding. She beat up her 17-year-old nephew, from all accounts. She doesn't have a filter when it involves her mouth. And again, I'm not going to knock her for wanting to get equal pay for the women. I get it. Finances being what they are, however, they don't draw as well as the men. It's that simple. You know, I'll give you the comparison to women's tennis. Now, women's tennis for a long time, they were underpaid. But the game has caught up to the men's game, basically because of Serena Williams. And for the most part, they're paid on the major tournaments equally, major tournaments, not the minor tournaments, because they draw. The women's final draws every bit as much as the men's final. And the women are now getting paid accordingly, as well they should. But women's Olympic, women's national soccer, they draw in the World Cup, they draw in the Olympics, and that's it. The professional leagues are not doing well. If you've ever seen any of the games, and they're available out there, it's family and friends. That's really all it is. And you know, I don't blame her for arguing for it. I respect her for it, actually. And, you know, when you look at it, though, that doesn't balance the scales as far as all the off-the-pitch baggage that has come with her. Now, the only other goalie on the U.S. Women's National Team roster is Alyssa Nair. I don't know that Alyssa Nair is the future of women's soccer as a keeper. So, you know, after this six-month ban, I want to see how it plays out, because it USA Soccer has a difficult decision to make with Hope Solo. You know, as it goes forward and they honor the teams that have won Olympic gold and they honor teams that have won the World Cup, you know, she'll be right there with Mia Hamm. She'll be right there with all the other stars of the women's soccer team. But whether or not she can continue to play going forward, because I would imagine in her head, she wants to play in Tokyo. And if the skill set dictates, women's soccer will let her do that. But as of right now, they're looking at her as much more of a pain in the ass than she's worth. And I don't know if whether or not that will tip the scales in the other direction and make her an ex.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Indeed. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And as we went to the break, I left it right on the cliff, and I did it on purpose. Will Hope Solo be an X? And I wanted to leave it right there. Will she be an X goalkeeper for the U.S. women's national team? Will she be an ex-representative for the brands that she has been repping over the years, be it Nike, be it Gatorade, be it Seiko? Will she be an ex-wife? Her and her husband, Jeremy Stevens, have had all kinds of issues, and whether or not that marriage remains intact remains to be seen. You know, will she be an ex-con? Because there's a real distinct possibility that if she goes to trial, which as of right now, she is going to go to trial for domestic violence against her 17-year-old nephew, she could end up doing jail time. So there's a big X factor involving Hope Solo and her athletic and personal endeavors going forward. And again, she's not rich. She's rich by our standards, but she's not rich in the world of sports because all athletic careers come to an end at a relatively young age. And how much money you have salted away is going to go a long way in dictating whether or not you survive in the rough and tumble world. It's not a bad cushion. I mean, you know, look, she could live for 25 years on $100,000 a year on what she's worth, you know, just doing the math. Which a lot of people would like to be able to live on that. But that's not the way the world works with people who have money. People have money, they spend money. It's how it is. But honestly, it's going to be a road for her that's going to be very interesting to watch. And it's already started with a 6-month suspension. And as I said, going into the break, the national team is going to have a hard decision to make. I don't know if Naylor is the goalie of the future for the U.S. team. I didn't even know her name until I saw it in the article. But they're going to have to make that call as to whether or not she's the future. And if she is the future, then they'll end up dropping Hope Solo from the national team. But, you know, she's been around this sport for a long, long time. And you don't unceremoniously cut ties with somebody that in many ways has been the face. Her, Mia Hamm, Abby Wambach, you know, all the young girls that are involved now, Alex Morgan. She's one of the faces, like it or not. And so if they decide to make that decision to cut her loose, well, then it's going to be just because of the fact that they don't feel she has the ability anymore or won't 4 years from now to rep this team and this country in the Tokyo Olympics. So, you know, we're going to see how that plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to get to some baseball here. You know, the pennant races are in full swing. And it's, look, you don't want to be tedious, but honestly, it as you go down the stretch, until it hits September in a couple of days, baseball just kind of unfolds. And you can talk about individual games, individual performances. You know, we always give you a little update on the standings and the races themselves and who's doing what to who and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But there was a minor trade made. Jeff Francoeur goes to the Marlins, and they're looking for a little bit of stick because Giancarlo Stanton's down for the year with the groin injury. And Francoeur is still hitting like he's always hit. You know, he's 249, and he's been okay against left-handed pitching. He signed for $1 million. He's a free agent again because he's basically become a baseball vagabond. But if they can split time, because Ichiro Suzuki has been playing the outfield, you know, with Orlando Arcia, and maybe now they can work it out where it's a three-person rotation out there, and you know, they don't have to put Ichiro out there on a regular basis. I mean, the guy's a marvel, but, you know, he is 109 years old. And, you know, the Braves got Dylan Moore from the Rangers. It's a three-way trade. And Matt Foley from the Marlins. Again, two young players for a team that's rebuilding. The Rangers got the international signing slot number 93 from the Marlins, and those actually have value now. And I'm sorry, that was from Atlanta. And international slots 37 and 97 from Miami for 2017. So it gives them a little bit more room in their signing budget. And, you know, it not bad. The prospects are eh. Moore's a seventh rounder out of Central Florida coming out in 2015. He's been in the minors 2 years, 266. His slashes are 266, 376, and 445. He hasn't gone above high A yet. And Foley, is a suspect at this point. He's 22 years old, 40th rounder in 2015, who's batting 203, 314, 203 in 70 career plate appearances. So, you know, it's very little risk with what Miami sent out, and they're just hoping to catch a little bit of lightning in a bottle with Frenchy Francoeur. And again, the Marlins, you know, look, if they can get to the playoffs, who knows? They've done it before. They've been the wild card before when it wasn't a one-game series, and they've gone to the World Series and won it twice. So for them, they're probably sniffing on this going, all right, maybe we can make a little hay here if we can get that far. But, you know, Frenchy, like I said, he's a baseball vagabond at this point in time. Still has the best freaking arm in baseball out in right field. It's amazing. But, you know, no risk, high reward, little pay. You know, he's older, $1 million, and they picked up the salary. And, you know, whether or not he has an impact remains to be seen. Marlins are trying to do it on a budget. They don't have a ton of money to spend, but they're hanging in there. And, excuse me, you know, again, it almost in spite of what goes on a lot of times with the Marlins, it just, I always root for baseball in South Florida. It's weird, I know, because I'm a Met fan, but there's so many transplanted New Yorkers down in Florida, and a lot of them keep their loyalties to the New York teams. But honestly, you would hope that teams like that succeed. And what I mean by that is we talk a lot about how Major League Baseball teams in certain locations, there's other things to do. And, you know, if you're in Cincinnati, I love Cincinnati. It's a beautiful city. Not a ton to do. You go to Milwaukee, it's a hell of a nice city. Really is. Been there, done that. But if you start going to cities like Chicago and New York and Miami and L.A. and San Francisco, there's always something to do. And I mean always something to do. And so in order for their teams to draw, they've got to be competitive. You can't be mediocre and still put fannies in the seats. Just doesn't work that way. And Miami has always had a hard time drawing, even when they were the Florida Marlins. And every time they've had success, they've busted up the baseball team. So the fan base is not particularly loyal. They built the stadium, which is, you know, they've had to adjust the dimensions to make it fair to play, but it is a beautiful stadium, albeit with an odd structure out in center field, but they're still not drawing. And they tried initially, and I didn't blame them for doing that because baseball is very much Latino in its base these days as far as the players go, and Miami is a Latino city. You know, people misuse the word Hispanic. You should not use Hispanic. Use Latino. And they tried to go with Ozzie Guillen and a core of players that were Latino. And it didn't work. Team wasn't very good. They busted it up. They spent a lot of money. They didn't even wait to bust it up. And Guillen is, you know, hasn't even gotten a sniff as a manager since then. You know, and they're trying to redo it. Well, they've got the best slugger in the game, Giancarlo Stanton. They have a very underrated manager in the game in Don Mattingly. And they got Barry Bonds as a hitting coach. And whether you think he should be back in the game or not, he's there. Like it or hate it. And they're trying to do things the right way down in Miami, finally. They still don't spend a hell of a lot of money, but they're looking for stability in the organization. And I do believe they finally found it. Now, they're sitting a game and a half out of the second wild card, but there's plenty of time left. Unfortunately for them, losing Stanton was just such a crippling blow. And they're having to piece it together as far as scoring runs at this point in time. And, you know, that's where the issue lies. It's just they're getting enough pitching. You know, and even at that, when they tried to make the minor deals, they got a couple of guys that were banged up. One of them went back, one they kept. But they're really making the effort to get it done in Miami. They're not afraid to make these small deals. And like I said, I have no rooting interest in this, but I like for baseball to succeed in cities where perhaps it hasn't in the past. And for the people who are loyal Marlin fans, they deserve a team that has gone up a little bit and maybe can pique the interest of their fan base. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Little minor deal. And, you know, again, with wild card chases and pennant races and everything else, Mets are playing St. Louis. They got smoked last night, 8-1. But our buddy Bob Nightingale wrote an interesting article for USA Today. And, you know, for those of you who listen to us locally in New York, the Mets just, you know, they never saw this season coming. And when you look at what has happened to them, and after going to the World Series last year, it's pretty amazing, truthfully, that they are still competing for a wild card position. They've got four teams they have to climb over. They're 4.5 back. It's more than likely not going to happen. But when you consider that their opening day starters on the shelf, the number four starter and the number five starter are gone, and they're not coming back. Their rotation is held together by a 42-year-old pitcher. Cespedes has been their most consistent hitter. They make the trade for Jay Bruce, who has done nothing since he's been here. Lucas Duda out. Darno nicked up as always. David Wright out. And a bunch of other guys on the DL. Steven Matz has bone chips. Syndergaard has bone chips. Wheeler never got into the rotation. They're shut. He doesn't have structural damage, but they shut him down. John Neese gets hurt the other day. He had six starters that were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Three of them are gone. And, you know, when you look at it, Terry Collins is under fire. He and Sandy Alderson don't always hit see eye to eye. He was on the hot seat last year. They made the playoffs, and he took them to the World Series. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone at the end of the year. But honestly, I don't see how they can blame him for this situation because of the fact that, you know, too many injuries. Just way too many injuries. I want to finish it up on the other side with that because there is still hope. The light at the end of the tunnel is not necessarily an oncoming train. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, Exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. And we're talking baseball here for the remainder of the hour, and then we'll switch to football with Greg Allman on the other side from the Tampa Bay Times. But, you know, again, when you look at the Mets' season this year, it has just been injury after injury after injury. Terry Collins may very well pay the price at the end of the year. I'm not so sure that that's a good idea. But I think the organization is torn. Sandy Alderson is not a huge fan of Terry Collins, but you know, you can't fix injury. It's literally just what it's about. And when you lose the heart of your lineup, they expected David Wright and Lucas Duda to hit 3-4 or 3-4-5 with Cespedes. You know, now it's you know, Cespedes and Jay Bruce, who wasn't even on the team, and he just hasn't performed since he's been here. He will. Many players have the adjustment to New York to make. Sometimes it takes a little while, but, you know, they were counting on him to hit the ground running. It hasn't happened. But all the injuries to the pitching staff, it's just their depth has been tested like nobody's business. And I'll throw this out there as we head to the top. You can make the argument, and I'm a big Mike Piazza fan, and it was a huge trade that they made to get him into New York, and he was the face of the franchise for a while. The best trade in the history of the Mets might very well end up being Yoenis Cespedes. He signed a 3-year, $75 million deal, and we'll see whether or not he stays true to his word. But as of right now, he said he's not going to opt out in what is perceived as a very weak free agent market. He loves New York, and he wants to play here and live here. So the Mets may have gotten themselves a real bargain for the short term and the long term. Well, that's it for this hour of The Attack. When we come back, as I said, Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times. He'll be right out of the box at 12 after the next hour. Hang in there.